Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
All right, Hey, I Was Wondering time. Let's see if we can refill that Hey, I Was Wondering mailbag questions you might have. 60123. The simple things in life sometimes cause you to sit around and wonder about them. Like this one from John. Hey, guys. The other day I was heating up a pizza pocket in the microwave.
Cool.
And I ran to stop it before it beeped. I realized that I always try and get to it before the beep. I think we all do that, right? Wanted to see what your thoughts were on it. And why are there so many beeps if most of us do, in fact, want to stop it before the beep? Just wondering. John. Nikki, do you race to the microwave to try to open it before the beeps? Because for whatever reason, maybe just our natural human instinct is when we hear beeping, it feels like alarms and something's going wrong.
If I'm doing that, it's usually because I'm really hungry.
Right.
And I don't even care about the beeps. I just want to want what's in there.
Right.
Yeah.
Whip, do you rush and try to beat the beeps on the pizza pockets, the hot pockets, and the microwave?
No, I don't think I do, because I think
you
there's
don't?
Something in me where I'm like, it has to go the full however many seconds, otherwise it's not going to be right or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Something happened. I think my daughter changed my microwave because there are no beeps. And there used to be beeps, and now there are no beeps.
So it just finishes cooking and
just
hangs
finishes.
Out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, which is sometimes bad because it's amazing in my mind. I can put something in for 40 seconds and then forget that I've even done that
because
I go on to something else.
Yeah.
And then 3 hours later, I come back and I go, oh, yeah, that thing.
Well, yeah.
And maybe because she turned the beeps off because she doesn't like the beeps because the beeps cause her to panic.
The beeps are horrible. I wait next to it and I watch it go down. Three.
Right.
Two. And I wait for the one to see it, but I pull the door before it goes beep, 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 beep.
Yeah, that'll show it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, and you said 40 seconds, which is interesting. I don't use any other button other than the 30-second, and then I hit it multiple times if I need, like, 2 minutes.
Also interesting.
So you never just set it for 2 minutes? You got
no.
numbers
I go 30,
on there, right?
30,
yeah.
30.
Yeah. Well, you know, everybody's got their own style.
Sure.
Although I do have a dishwasher that when it's completed, it beeps. And then, like, 15 minutes later, it beeps. And then, like, 30 minutes later, it beeps again. I'm like, I know you're done.
Yeah, ours does that. It drives me nuts.
It's almost
so you have
like
to open
it's yelling
it.
At me to,
yeah.
Can you come over and empty me?
So what you do is you open it and shut it.
Yeah, exactly.
And then walk
and then
away
and forget
it. And
leave those in there for 3 days.
Yeah. I mean, they're clean. Who cares?
Right. Seriously, get off my back.
Got a smartphone or tablet? Download the free Mix app from the Apple Store or Google Play.
So this guy was saying, I know my debit card be like, damn, you eating big again, sexy. I like the sexy on the end, too. That's good. If your debit or credit card could talk to you, if your bank account could talk to you, what would it say? 312-233-1019. What would yours say, Nikki?
Damn, Benny's again? I just want to go home.
I'm not surprised. I actually could see it saying that to you.
Yeah, I'd say sorry.
How about you, Whip?
Yeah, enough with the sports cards and the eBay. It's getting a little stupid.
You're buying more sports cards still.
It's endless.
This is really where the truth comes out about us is from our debit card.
Wow. That's true.
Violetta?
Mine would probably say, like, another pair of shoes. You have nowhere to go.
There you go. That's true.
That is true.
Matt, what would your credit or debit card say to you?
Damn, more gas?
More gas.
Damn.
It's going to get more expensive, too. Yeah.
Hey, Lauren, what would your credit or debit card say to you?
Damn, enough going to Target.
Ooh, that's a tricky one. You're done.
Jenny, your debit or credit card would say?
Damn, step away from the bar.
Damn. Enough. Back up. Slide off. Justin, your credit or debit card would say?
Damn, you know there's other stores other than Costco, right?
Nah.
Buy in bulk.
And then finally, in at number one, if your credit or debit card could talk, Patty, what would it say?
Damn, you bought another dog?
Oh, no. Wow. Oh, man. How many dogs you got, Patty?
This makes number three.
Three dogs.
Damn, indeed.
Damn, indeed is right. That is a lot of dogs. What kind of dog do you
get? Bambi. He's lucky. I love him.
Yeah, that's right.
This one's an English setter.
An English setter.
Oh, wow.
Right.
And we have a lab.
Uh-huh.
And we have a German short hair.
Okay. What are their three names?
We have the new one is Elsie.
Okay.
Then we have Onyx. And then we have Castiel.
Of the three, everybody's got a favorite, just like a favorite kid that you won't admit. Who's your favorite dog?
Castiel, because he's old. He's about done.
Yeah, you gotta root for the old guy. Hey, it's Eric. Wow. Wasn't that entertaining? That was something, huh? Imagine what's coming next. This is what's coming next, right here. Nicole sent an email, said I was listening yesterday, talking about only children versus big families and people having kids. And my husband and I are both 28, and we're having the discussion. Is it time? Should we be doing it now? Should we wait a while? Did we already wait too long for the first one? So what would be the ideal age? Valerie, you say what?
I say have the kids now.
You say 28 is the ideal age.
Yeah, because I got married later. I was in my 30s when I got married. We decided we wanted to have more than one kid. We had a kid in 18, we had a kid in 19, and we had a kid in 20, and it's chaos.
Pure chaos.
Yeah.
All right, so your response is more have it now as opposed to you just had a lot all at once.
Yeah, have them now in case you want to have more than one so you can spread them out a little bit.
There we go. That's
felt the pressure to get them all in.
Yeah. I understand what you're saying. Hi there, Kelly. The ideal age to have kids is what?
So I had my kids when I was 24, 26, and 28. They're all now in their early 20s, three daughters. We have the best time. They are my best friends.
Right.
Oh, that's so cute.
So you're a big fan. You're recommending have them younger.
Yeah, my husband and I are 50 now, and the kids are all out of the house, and we get right. to have so much fun
you
on our
You are just
and-
out tearing it up, the two of you.
Yeah.
Got all that young blood to run around and go crazy. Now, look at this. Monica, the right age to have them.
20 years old.
20
wow. years old.
Whoa. Yeah. Wow.
By the time I was 29, I had all four of my children. They're all grown up, successful. No one lives at home.
Right.
And my husband and I do a lot of traveling now.
There you go. You freaked Violetta out.
Oh
yeah.
Gosh. Yeah.
Have them at 20. That makes you an old lady.
I am an old lady.
Totally.
My kids would be 9 already.
Mike.
Hi.
Hi, the right age to have kids.
I'd say start right now.
Start right now, again, 28. At 28. And okay. Why have you decided that?
I'm 28, and I just had our second, and I feel like it's a good time because you had enough fun, and then you can still have them turn 18, and you're young enough to go have fun after that.
That's a good way to bring it up. I was wondering how long you should be able to have fun before the fun stops and you have to go through the work of kids. You say you had enough by 28.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Did you really have enough? Like, I feel like I got a good 5 years left in me. Fun.
Well, we had our first one at 25, so that's what I'm saying. If you waited until 28, I have 3 more years of fun, I probably would have had enough fun.
There you go.
Yeah, okay.
That's the same thing, too. You feel like you have 5 more, then maybe 5 years from now, you're like, you know what? I didn't need those 5 years of fun.
Okay.
You might surprise yourself.
You pay for it in energy later on.
Alicia, the right age.
I say 30.
Mm-hmm. Okay. A nice round number. Why 30?
Well, I'm 30 right now, you know, and it's kind of like one thing that, you know, I am financially set. You know, I am pretty much where I've achieved my goals, and I kind of feel like this is a good part where I want to start a family and all that stuff. So I think 30 is a good age, you
30.
Know. We're,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
30.
I'm not there yet.
I kind of agree with you. I think that's a pretty good time. 30, 31, 32, somewhere around there. Everybody's different. What do you think, Nikki?
No, that's a good age, because here's a good way to look at it. How old will your kid be when they can get themselves cereal in the morning? Do you know what I mean? When you don't have to get up at like
so
five
not so
in
much
the...
how old will your kid be? How old will you be when
right.
your kid?
Like, how old do you right. want to be when right. you're waking up and getting your kid cereal early
right.
early in the morning? Self-sufficient,
right.
10 years old, you're good.
What do you think, Whip?
Ah, let's go 30. Sounds like a round figure.
I like it.
You really thought it through.
Yeah.
Yeah. I prefer to stay out of it.
Exactly.
Violetta.
I'm going to go 35.
35.
Maybe 36.
36.
Whoa.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to go 60. I think I'm going to go 60.
Definitely.
Yeah. Then you've had all your fun.
Want to
yeah.
be in the walker right. at the high school graduation?
Jam right in on that.
Trending on Twitter on the Eric in the Morning Show. Trending on Twitter.
Time to find out what everyone is talking about or cares about or is obsessed with on Twitter.
Totally.
The top three things. Here we go. Violetta at the social media desk at number 3.
We have been hearing about the Friends reunion special forever, and finally they filmed it, thank God. But there were also rumors yesterday that at that reunion, Jennifer Aniston told her Friends co-stars that she was in the process of adopting a baby. Today, Jen's reps are coming out and shutting that down completely. They are denying it wholeheartedly.
Okay. from some weird leak somewhere.
Yeah. No, I feel like this happens to her every couple years. Someone gives her throws a baby rumor at her.
And that or she's been pregnant, speaking of having babies, she's been pregnant reportedly like 38
right.
times.
That's what I mean. It's like every year it surfaces.
Believe the headlines. Trending on Twitter, number two.
Doggy coin trending. This is a new cryptocurrency that says it's a peer-to-peer digital currency that enables you to send money online. Seems like all the memes and the hype online are actually driving the doggy coin up. This morning, it creeped up to 14 cents, more than 10 cents in the last 24 hours. And Elon Musk, I think, is encouraging this. And so a lot of people are like, yeah, we're going to get to 25 cents today. Watch it. So everybody's just checking their apps. If you have doggy coin, I don't know. I guess you can make a lot of money.
Is this what you were looking at with like a dog opening a door earlier?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So the dog, it's like the Reaper coming to like 10 cents.
You walk
in
the studio, you see Violetta's computer, you can't help but look at it. And I'm like, is that a dog opening a door? What's happening?
I don't ever look at her computer.
There we go.
It just causes me to think all morning long. What is she doing?
Yeah, good idea.
And trending on Twitter, number one.
White Claw Surge trending right now.
This.
Calling all basic bitches like me. The new White Claw that's coming out soon is going to have a little bit extra booze in it with 8% volume, alcohol per volume. Woohoo.
So is that what it is? It's just more booze? Because I got, I was under the impression when I just saw it and I didn't read anything about it that it was like White Claw Red Bull. But it's just more vodka?
Yeah, it's more vodka. I don't think it's not an energy drink.
Okay.
No. The OG White Claw has 5% alcohol, and this one has 8%. So let's go get it. And remember, ain't no law when you're drinking Claw.
Also remember, ain't against the law for a man to love the Claw.
Ooh! I'm so proud.
Have you told your friends about the Eric in the Morning podcast? You probably should.
Dating expert says never date men in their 30s due to their commitment issues. Okay. But are we the only ones? Anybody listening who is a woman with commitment issues? You feel like that describes you, right, Sam?
Absolutely.
And how old are you?
28.
And are the commitment issues something you've had your whole life, or do you feel like they're new?
Newer. I was engaged once, but I'm been there, done that.
Now, do you think something went sideways on the engagement and that dinged you? Like, prior to whatever went sideways, you were okay?
No, I think I'm just thoroughly enjoying not being committed now. Huh. I've been there, done that. Now I thoroughly enjoy the other side of it.
Are you anticipating it's going to be like this forever, or is this a time frame?
For a long while, at least.
Long while.
Yeah, you got time. Don't rush it.
Do people pressure you about it at all?
Oh, absolutely. I have a kid, so I'm always getting pressured to settle down.
Who puts the most pressure on you?
My family, probably.
Yeah, always asking questions.
This really is like yours.
I had to.
Yeah, I'm with you, sister. It's the same thing in my house.
I had to hang up on my grandma's FaceTime yesterday. She's like, "Come on, give me a grandchild."
I'm like,
"Leave me alone."
I'm Mary.
Hello.
Commitment issues?
Yes.
Now, is this something you identified on your own, or have people just told you this and you've had to accept it?
No, after like 28 or something, I figured it was me.
Okay, it was you. And how old are you now?
38.
Do you feel like your commitment issues are permanent? It's going to be this way for life?
Yes.
Okay.
Sounds okay with it. That's choice. Good choice.
Are you okay with it, or do you wish you were more open to commitment?
No, I'm okay now. Like after dating, like the poll says 38. Guys in their 30s, it kind of like became kind of normal now.
Okay, so do you agree with this woman that did the study that it's generally men in their 30s that have commitment issues, and you just experienced that, so you have them too?
No, I think there's a bunch of guys, obviously, but I think there are more women coming up now in this day and age.
Has Violetta's grandmother called you and asked you to please settle down and give her some grandbabies?
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Right?
It's coming.
Yeah. All my friends have them.
All the pressure. Hey, it's Eric. So are we having any fun yet? Well, actually, this was one of my favorite moments from this morning show. At least I think it was. Here it is. Like, Nikki, if you said to your husband, listen, for the sake of our relationship, I'm going to need you to start going to bed at the same time as me at 9 o'clock every night. Would he follow your wishes, or would he be like, well, you're going to have to figure something out because that ain't happening?
You know, I'd like him to do that, but I can't be mad at him because I've been breaking that rule myself for so many years going to bed way after than him. So, no, I'd make him, I would say you can stay up as late as you want. Just be quiet.
The point being, would he give in to you and do it? Is that his personality? If you said, this is what I need, I need you to go to bed with me at the same time at 9 o'clock for this to be successful, would he do it?
Oh, man, that's a horrible question, but yeah.
That's what we do around here, Nikki. You got to quickly start learning. This is the land of horrible
questions. He would, because we've been, for the marriage.
There'd be a lot of resentment.
Yeah.
And you'd eventually have to work your way through it. Hey, Ed.
How you guys doing?
Good. It's called We Don't Sleep the Same. I haven't slept in the same bed with them in years.
Do you guys remember the show Perfect Strangers?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Belky.
Yeah. She calls me Belky, and I call her Roomie.
Explain why.
Well, she'll go lay down to slip on the one of those Vampire Diaries things on Netflix.
Oh,
and
God.
Who knows when I'll get in there, because I get up at 4:30 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes we give each other high five on the way out. That's it.
Right. Just pass in the hallway. Two ships passing in the hallway at night. Wow. 312-233-1019. Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
You haven't slept the same schedule as your significant other, and you can't remember how
30
long.
30 years, yeah. We have been married for 31 years, and I've always been the night owl. He's always gone to bed early. He has to get up early. So he's supposed to bed by 8:30, 9 o'clock, and maybe 10:30 on work on weekends, and I'm up till 11:30, sometimes midnight.
What would you do if, like, at year 20, he had come to you and said, listen, I've been doing 20 years of this. I can't do it anymore. I'm going to need you to go to bed at the same time as me.
I'd go in there and I'd lay down with him until he fell asleep,
and
like one
him.
Of my children.
Right.
And then go back out and watch
TV.
Right.
Yes. It's like putting the baby to bed.
Yeah. Or watch it on your phone.
Yeah.
That's another option.
There you go. True. Going to bed at the same time never happens, huh, Janice?
Nope, never. We've been married for 34 years.
Look at
and.
That.
Right from the get-go, he worked midnights, I worked days, so we were a couple of years like that, and then now he starts his job way earlier than I do, so he's in bed by 8, maybe midnight, 1 o'clock for me.
Oh,
if you
wow.
guys went to bed at the same time, would you both be laying there thinking, this is so weird, this is so weird, this is so weird?
No, because he falls asleep in like 2 seconds.
I love that.
Yeah.
That
makes me crazy.
Like, I love that.
Does he come down in his PJs and he's like, I'm going to bed, honey?
We don't like anybody talking about our PJs.
Oh.
Yeah, he prefers jammies.
Jammies?
Oh, my gosh.
His PJs. Hi, Carlotta. Carlotta? Hello? Hello. Can sort of hear you trying to talk to us.
Hello?
Hi, there you are.
Hi there.
Your significant other, does he have PJs?
He is a paramedic. actually,
does he wear jammies, though? Does he wear jammies? Does he wear PJs?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
No. Not at all. A little hit there. All right. Yes. Okay.
All right, so your fiance is a paramedic.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And you haven't gone to bed at the same time in God knows how long.
Maybe it happens once a week, and that's just because he's so exhausted, he just passes out wherever. Uh-huh. He has that innate ability to just pass out in a chair,
right.
Just fall asleep anywhere. So I'm quite jealous of that one. But he knows that my bedtime is 10 o'clock, and that's it. He goes, whether you can join me or not. Otherwise, he'll stay up, watch TV. He'll stay up, play video games. I'm like, okay, because his sleep schedule so off.
That's so interesting when people have rigid bedtimes, because I kind of have that. I'm fanatical about it.
Really?
My husband just sent me the meanest text.
See?
Oh,
wow. He's like, well, no, it's not. He goes, I would, but I'm not going to write what he wrote. And then he said, but I would do it.
And I'd resent you for it.
I can't say it, but what he wrote, but yes.
Bet at the same time.
Follow the Eric in the Morning Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Eric Morning Mix.
Mixed Morning Mindbender. The reason you removed your wedding ring, according to a confession-sharing app, what is the number one reason people have taken off or don't wear their wedding rings? Their clue was, I feel like a lot of women might have answered this, because I don't think this would work for a guy.
Hmm.
It's got to be what, Shauna?
Good for business. Better tips for waitresses.
Better tips. That's actually number three.
That's a smart one. I never would have thought of that.
Better tips at number three. Now that I look at it, I don't think any of the top three would work for men.
Okay.
I don't think so. The reason, Stephanie, the ring comes off is for what?
To get free drinks at the bar.
That is exactly correct.
Really?
Free drinks.
Well, that's hilarious.
Free drinks at bars was the number one reason people take off or don't wear their wedding ring, according to the confession sharing app Whisper.
Ooh. That kind of gave me goosebumps.
Thanks, that's what I do.
I don't like it.
You want me to do my Vin Diesel voice?
No,
with it?
No, I shouldn't. Yeah.
Free drinks at bars. You think that works, Stephanie?
Oh, I've seen it work. It works.
Oh, really? You've seen it work. Okay. Yeah. All right. Am I right? Getting free drinks at bars. Would that work for men? Men never get free drinks at bars ever. Anyway.
Maybe. No. I mean, no, maybe.
Really?
Like maybe there's like a baller at the bar who's like, I'll give that guy a drink.
That's a stretch.
It's an exception to the rule, probably.
Yeah. And Nikki, again, I'm going to have to remind you something. We speak in absolutes around here.
Yeah.
There's no maybe, sort of, might be, depends.
Then what was number two? Because I had a guess.
Number two, getting out of speeding tickets.
Oh.
What?
I don't know.
A little shady.
That's just another thing I don't think I ever would have thought of.
See, it's so weird because to a woman, I feel like based on these answers, the wedding ring is like a disadvantage. But for men, I feel like when you see a wedding ring, it's kind of more exciting.
For who?
For like the opposite sex.
You might not want to go any further with this.
Yeah.
Why? Know. No, I just mean like it seems like a hindrance to women, but I think guys like do better to like with their wedding rings.
All right. Top three, getting free drinks at bars. Number two, getting out a speeding ticket. Number three, getting better tips. Number four, being upset with spouse. All right, that one might work both ways.
Yeah, I figured that was going to be number one.
And number five, to avoid losing ring in toilets or sinks.
Oh, okay.
See, there you go. That's more realistic to me.
I thought it was about snagging on clothes.
Or I thought it was because you didn't want to appear flashy. Because, you know, some women have, like, crazy diamond rings, and then dudes
are pretty
basic.
I feel like the ones
basic.
That have crazy diamond rings want it to be flashy.
That's true.
Yeah, that's the whole goal of it, right? Having the crazy diamond ring, right? To be a little flashy and, right? No?
Guess I did not participate in this poll.
312-233-1019. 312-233-1019. Are there other reasons that either you personally would like to add or you've heard from maybe your girlfriends or guy friends? The reason that they take off or don't wear their wedding ring. If it didn't make that top five, what other reasons are there? Hey, it's Eric, and more Eric in the Morning is coming up right now. I mean, now. Go, now. The reason you took off or don't wear the wedding ring, the number one reason, according to the confession sharing app, Whisper. Getting free drinks at bars, that won't work for me. Getting out of speeding tickets, that doesn't work either for guys. Getting better tips, please.
Ah.
Being upset with spouse and avoid losing the ring in toilets or sinks.
Number five works.
Right. That works. Other reasons to not, Steve?
Yes, because of safety reasons. I work at a manufacturing place.
Right. Right. Work safety reasons.
Yes. So, I've seen somebody lose a finger over it.
That's totally understandable to not wear it in the workplace for work safety reasons, but it probably is hard for a guy to explain it like 8:30 at night. You see what I'm saying, Steve?
My wife knows I don't wear it at all.
So. Uh-huh. work safety reasons. You never know when you're going to get called into work.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Or you could, hold on there, Sam. We'll be right with you. You can go with what, Lene?
to see if you still got it. You know, you go out with your girlfriend. Uh-huh. Everyone knows that your girlfriends know you're married, but you know what? You take it off, see if you still got it.
See if you still got it. Somebody. Feel good about yourself. Yep. Still desirable. The public at large can't get enough of you.
So you walk up to the line, though, but and then you go home.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm having a hard time being heard, I think.
Yeah, maybe.
Sam, the reason to not wear the wedding ring that didn't make the list.
Got too fat.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. Put on an extra 20 or 30. There's just nothing you can do about it anymore.
Love Eric in the Morning? Don't miss Eric in the Afternoon. Weekdays at 5:30 on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.
Tidby Wednesday. All right, here on The Mix, all the stories that we are just getting to right now, getting you updated on everything. Kenan Thompson, you know who that is, from Saturday Night Live. Says a Home Alone reboot is very close to being complete. Again, another thing I didn't know about.
Is he going to be involved, obviously, then?
No, he was talking about it.
Oh, okay. He's like, I really like that movie. Yeah. I can't wait. I'm excited.
While appearing virtually on Watch What Happens Live Monday, Kenan Thompson opened up about the forthcoming film remake and its current status. I think we're getting very close to finishing it, said Thompson, noting that he has already completed the process of re-recording some of the film's audio. That's usually one of the last steps, so it's coming up. So, yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
An updated kind of Kenan Thompson spin on Home Alone.
Yeah, because he wasn't in the original, obviously.
He was not.
No.
Okay. He was not. A pair of Kanye West sneakers are for sale for $1 million.
What? Why?
Has anybody checked Captain Hollywood's closet?
Right. He needs the money. So, yeah.
A sample pair of Air Yeezy sneakers that West wore on stage at the 2008 Grammys are on sale right now for $1 million. The size 12 sneakers sent fashion fanatics into a frenzy at the time as they were unidentifiable except for the Nike swoosh on the side.
Is that the one where he broke into Taylor Swift's speech? Is
that
why he's
famous? That might be it.
No, that was longer ago.
Was it longer ago in 2008?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said 18.
2008.
Oh, my God. Then maybe.
I think that's probably
maybe that's why they're
okay,
famous.
Maybe. Yeah, yeah. That could be.
Possible pork shortage could strike during the summer months. I warned you about this.
Oh, man. No.
Yep. Start hoarding pork.
Oh, don't say that.
Some experts are predicting that outdoor events like barbecues and cookouts will be extremely popular this summer and are anticipating a pork shortage.
Mm.
Get your chops while you still can.
Wasn't there supposed to be a ketchup shortage? Has anyone heard?
That was actually true.
But
they were in the midst of it, but I think they've recovered from it.
It's okay. Hopefully the pork recovers as quickly.
Yeah. I think so. Red target ball rolls over woman.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
In Tacoma, Washington, a woman was injured by one of those big red concrete balls that sit outside Target stores.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The 33-year-old driver crashed into the ball before it rolled into a crowd and hit a woman. So a car hit it, knocked it loose, it rolled into a crowd, knocked somebody over.
Well, and that's what they're there for, like cement barriers.
Yeah. The woman suffered a broken hip and a concussion.
Ooh.
And she'll be okay. China has launched traffic signals for camels. The signal came into operation Sunday. The area that the signal is in is in the country's north central province, and it's become increasingly popular with tourists in recent years who like to ride camels around. So the tourists show up, they're like, oh, you want to go on a camel ride? Oh, cool.
Sure.
And you get on a camel, and the next thing you know, the road is just filled with camels, and nobody knows which direction to go or who has the green light. So they put in camel lights for the camels.
Have you ever been on a camel?
I have not.
No? Yes.
You say that like everybody has.
Yeah, I took my grandma on a camel, too.
Really?
She was really scared. Yeah, down in Florida, their zoos in Florida are amazing.
I know, they got camels. I believe the camel is indigenous to Florida.
They have camel rides at like petting zoos and stuff around here, too, even.
Yeah. So you say it like you've been on them, too.
I have.
I have also been on a camel.
Am I the only guy that's never ridden a camel?
See? On hump day!
Yeah.
You're the odd. So cool.
You got a new bucket
loser. You haven't been on a camel.
New bucket list item for you.
Didn't want to make you feel bad, but yeah, you got something.
Didn't work.
Yeah. Something to do.
Plastic surgeon slammed for TikTok dancing with big bags of human fat.
Gross.
Mm-hmm. The surgeon, who boasts over 645,000 followers on the platform, female surgeon, had her medical license suspended by the regional medical board in Sao Paulo, Brazil, after she posted a TikTok video of her gyrating emphatically in her scrubs while toting clear bags of human fat and flesh that she'd allegedly removed from patients during liposuction.
Ew.
Let's stop recording during surgeries and procedures.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's just a solid rule.
I'm not certain how doctors keep thinking that's going to go over well.
Right.
And finally, on Tidbit Wednesday, police bust factory stuffing mattresses with used face masks.
Oh, gross.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeesh.
In India, police have busted a mattress-making factory and found that it was using discarded face masks in place of cotton or other material to stuff its mattresses. So if you're in India, you can be buying yourself a new mattress that's been filled with something that, well, I've been breathing in.
Yeah.
Wow. That's
Isn't
so
that
disturbing.
Crazy? Yeah, I don't know how they thought they were going to get away with something like that. So be careful if you're getting yourself a brand new mattress.
Trending on Twitter on the Eric in the Morning Show. Trending on Twitter.
All right, time to get informed again. Top three things. Trending on Twitter. We get an update each morning at 7 a.m. and then check the list again at 9:30 right about now. Violetta has it ready to go, I hope.
Yes, of course.
Okay, great. In at number three.
Tina Turner and Princess Diana trending because of a new report that says there will be a rise in post-pandemic retail therapy that focuses on dresses, heels, and going out looks.
Oh, wow.
The internet took that info and spun it to talk about the iconic women and their revenge styles and how they came out swinging after heartbreak with bomb outfits.
Clear your schedule, Whip. We're going heel shopping.
I've always wanted a bomb outfit.
Now's your chance.
Yeah. Clear your schedule, Whip. We're going to get you a bomb outfit.
Awesome.
All right. Trending on Twitter, number two.
Zac Efron trending after flexing his biceps. Have you ever always wanted biceps, too?
I gave up on that.
Wow.
Just kidding.
I stay realistic.
Coming in hot on that.
Yeah, okay. While checking out, so he was checking out a Tasmanian devil. The actor is currently filming season two of his Netflix series, Down to Earth, in Australia. The doc series covers a lot of different topics and has a lot of wilderness in it. Season two is coming out later this year.
And trending on Twitter, number one.
Surprising side effects of drinking red wine from a new study. Moderate consumption, and moderate is the key here, has been found to help with heart health and cognitive activity. But in this new study, it says that the compound resveratrol found in red wine, soy, and...
Is it resveratrol?
Yeah, that one. Yeah. It's found in red wine, soy, and peanuts. It could help prevent endometriosis.
Oh. Endometriosis.
Yeah.
This has been your medical report during trending on Twitter.
Right. Involving wine. Right. Wine and meds.
Drink it in moderation, huh?
Yes, one a day only for women and two for guys, I guess.
Yeah, nobody knows what that means. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.